KINY presents Gold Medal Basketball. Listen live, stream at KINYradio.com, and download the Gold Medal Basketball Podcast. The Gold Medal Play-by-Play Booth is powered by Alaska Airlines Club 49.
Welcome to the George Houston Gym and Juno Douglas High School campus. I'm Mike Clasby on day number Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, 4, March 20th of the 75th basketball tournament. And yesterday saw Sitka and Angoon going at it at 11. Sitka won 68-33 in men's. Masters, B was Cake 89, Metlakatla 79. Women's was Metlakatla 57, Angoon 51. Then in the afternoon, Metlakatla defeated Cake in the C bracket, 75-50. Women's POW defeated Cake a big whopping distance there, 62-29. And the last game last night was Masters Huna, 78 over Kluck 168. Today we go with six more games, and our first one this morning, ready to go here in about 10 seconds, is women's competition as Yakutat and Huna will go at it. And we've got both teams out on the floor. Ready to set at center, jump circle, ball's up and tipped away, and this ball game is underway, and day number 4 is underway. We go down, and it's going to be Yakutat with the Fraker sisters there, and a long three from the right side. That one put up by number 15, Lorena Williams, misses for Yakutat in blue. And going the other way in their black jerseys are the Huna gals. And for Huna, set up in the first play will be Alana Howland. Howland wearing number 13, passes down on the baseline. Now across to the left side, that's a triangle across the paint, and we've got our first tie up and maybe a jump ball. Yep. Oh, no. Are we going to have a foul? I couldn't read the signals. Nope, we got a whistle and a foul. That's going to go against Huna. And number 23, Olivia Morrison, picks up the first foul of the ball game as we go back Yakutat direction. Yakutat going left to right here at the Juno Douglas George Houston Gym. And they're going to throw it away and turn it over. Out of bounds. So we'll go back the other direction. Huna's got Brittany Tyler, Vivian Crossland, Melissa Fisher, Brandy Roberts, Cheyenne Jack, Alana Howland, Rebecca Contratus, Mackenzie Nichols, Olivia Morrison, Larissa Dibdahl, Rachel White, and Chrissy Bean. And setting up the play at the top of the key, Will Howland. He's going to pass it off, and they'll drive in the lane as they go to Olivia Morrison, tries to shoot one up, won't go, shot misses, we're still scoreless. Back we go the other way. Yakutat, ooh, nice save. They go down there, and Nadine Fraker saves it at the base. Now they lose it. Going back the other direction. It's hard to tell the difference in these jerseys. There's very little difference in color. It's a dark blue and a black. And underneath the Yakutat bucket, loose ball and another turnover. Back we go the other direction now as Huna goes left to right. Now we have a collision, and they pat each other, and ball goes out. A bounce on the near side. Okay, we're finally going to inbound it. Oh, and a stolen ball just like, oh, travel. Travel against Huna. So Yakutat will inbound it. For Yakutat, 13 goes into, I don't have a 13. With the top of the key, it's going to be Olivia Morrison. They're going to pass, she's going to pass way over on the far side. Ooh, almost lost out of bounds, tipped back in. It's with a very small crowd here today. And a quiet little group of fans. And turnover after turnover as we go back and forth, back and forth. Now it will be Nadine Fraker sets it up top of the key for Yakutat. She drives down. She passes to the left, goes down underneath, gets a pass on the baseline. And she can't shoot it, so she'll put it back up. Cheyenne Latu is in there. So on Yakutat's team, Marina Olney-Miller, Kim Armandez-Bueller, Nadine Fraker, Trinity Jackson, Jackie Porter, Lorena Williams, Rose Fraker, Cheyenne Latu, Janie Jensen, Shea Jensen, and Charnel Vale Jones. And the ball's knocked out of bounds again, so we're down to like 3 minutes gone in this first quarter with no score yet. Coming the other way for Hoonah, number 23, Olivia Morrison. The numbers on their jerseys are exactly the same, so it's going to take some serious concentration up here to make sure we've got the right team. Long shot right side from three-point land. First three-pointer attempted by Olivia Morrison. Shot misses. Back off the rebound. They retain possession. Now it's turnover, and then it'll be Yakutat to bring it down, going left to right, and they try a quick pass down. Oh, nice save. And that was a good move by Trinity Jackson. Almost went out of bounds. She flips it back in, goes to Rose Fraker. Now back over to Trinity on the right side. Long three, that's up, and that one misses as well. Well, if this keeps up, we'll have a 10-point ball game. Until we get underneath, and there we go, break the ice, and finally a score on the board, and that is number 10, Nadine Fraker, to get the first two of the ball game, and Yakutat is up 2-0. Back we go the other direction now for Hoonah. Setting up the play and moving down to the right side is Lena Howard. Howard comes back out, gives off to number 7, Melissa Fisher. Fisher, top of the key, right side. She'll pass down in the paint. Misses and turn around, jumper, nice fader. Nice fade jump shot for 12 feet, and that goes to number 32, and that is Chrissy Bean, and Chrissy gets the first bucket. So we're tied at 2, the first bucket for Hoonah. And coming back down, yeah, Katat will turn it over to Hoonah, and Hoonah will come back down. Straight away, going to the top of the key. Howard now drives the lane, passes down the right corner. Back outside to Howland. Howland again sets it up, now comes on the left side to Chrissy Bean. Back out, they'll go over to Melissa Fisher, who comes out on point. Fisher will pass down in the right corner to Howland. Tries a bounce pass on the baseline, comes off of Yakutat. Now we've got substitutions coming in. number 21 for Hoonah will be Mackenzie Nichols. And the four gals ran in together, and I only got Mackenzie Nichols as we're back in play. Hoonah working it down. Oh, it's almost stolen away. Oh, keeping it for Melissa Fisher to save the turnover. Then she gets tied up. We have a jump ball in the alternate possession. We'll give it over to Hoonah. Chrissy Bean comes out for Yakutat. Coming in is 24. For Hoonah. Larissa Dibdahl comes in. And shot missed under the Hoonah basket. Here comes Yakutat the other direction. They come across the timeline. Pass it over on the near side. It'll be Martina Olney Miller in. She passes down on the baseline, and a three-pointer up on the far side for Fraker. So it's a 5-2 ball game now. Go the other way for Hoonah, and Yakutat steals the ball. They'll come back down. They're up by 3. Pass underneath, give and go. Nice shot. And laying that one up and in for 2 is number 32 for Yakutat, and that's Shea Jensen in the game. She gets 2. So with a 7-2 now, 5-point lead, Hoonah trails, and they'll bring the ball down, going right to left. They come back out top of the key to get the play set up as Olivia Morrison. Morrison will work it down underneath to Alina Howland. Howland down on the baseline. Can't get a shot there, comes back over on the right side. This one put up by Olivia Morrison from the baseline right side. Shot misses. Conversion attempt up by Cheyenne. Is that Cheyenne? Another shot up by Hoonah misses. Rebound cleared off now by Yakutat, and they come down with a 5-point lead, 7-2. As we're down to 3 minutes of the first quarter, we went about 3.5 minutes in the first part of this quarter with no score, and a shot put up by Yakutat misses. That one was put up by number 15, Lorena Williams. We go back the other direction. Down to Hoonah's end of the gym, and a scuffle and a loose ball. Ball out. Substitutions coming in. We'll try and pick those up for you. Literally, these girls almost have identical uniforms. And it'll be Hoonah's ball in. Ball goes into Rebecca Contreras now. And Rebecca puts a shot up. Hers will miss. Back we go the other direction as Yakutat brings it down on the attack. Rose Fraker passes over the right corner. She goes off to Shea Jensen. Jensen's going to drive in the lane, puts it up in and good, and Shea gets a couple. That's her fourth. She has a pair of twos, and it's 9-2 now, a seven-point lead for Yakutat. Back we come down Hoonah direction. Setting up the play is number 13, Alana Howland, as she has done most of the game. Another shot put up underneath. And I think a whistle, and we might have our third foul of the ball game. We've got two against Hoonah. And this foul goes against number 32 on Yakutat, and that'll be Shea Jensen to get the first. 9-2, a seven-point lead for Yakutat over Hoonah. Hoonah at the free throw line. Shots up, and off the back of the rim won't go. Shooting free throws is number 13, Alana Howard. She's not in the scorebook yet. The only one in the score is Chrissy Bean with her two. Set for the second free throw is Alana Howland. We're down to exactly 3 minutes in this quarter. Up in, and that one's good. She goes one for two, and now it's a 7-3 ball game. 9-3, sorry. Forgot about that two put up by Shea Jensen. Back we go the other direction. Yakutat with the ball is going to be Bueller. Bueller passes over, and a long three air ball put up on the far side. That one's shot by Mueller. Miller. Shot misses, rebound come down, and a layup it in and good for two. And let me get the number on that gal is, there she turns 12, number 12, and that's going to go to Trinity Jackson in. So it's 11-3 now, 8-point lead for Yakutat in this women's game. Now we come as Yakutat steals the ball back away from Hoonah, another turnover for the Hoonah gals. And Yakutat will inbound it at midcourt in front of the Hoonah bench. Inbounds pass is going to go into Kim Bueller. I think they're waiting for more substitutions. Bueller with the inbounds pass. Top of the key. They give it off to Shea Jensen. Jensen tries it with three from the top of the circle. Shot misses, rebound Hoonah. Hoonah's going to come down now, a long three, and nothing but net. That net barely moved, I swear. Alana Howland nailed it dead on. And it's 11-6 as they're back within five. You had to really be watching the net to see it even move. Back we go the other direction as Bueller has set it up for Yakutat. She comes out and goes to Miller. Miller passes over on the left side. They work it down on the baseline. Shot put up, won't go. Rebound cleared off. That was Fraker to shoot it. Cleared off by Hoonah. Hoonah will give it off now, and setting up the play again is going to be Howland. Alana Howland comes on the top of the key now, gets a screen, dribbles down right. Stolen away by Yakutat. She's all alone. Nobody coming up to catch her. Lay it up in, and that's good. And two more points for Trinity Jackson, and she now has four, and it's a 13-6. First quarter score. Yakutat on top. Here comes Hoonah going the other direction. This time it'll be Alyssa Dibdahl in. Dibdahl passes over to the right side to Howland. Bounce pass back to Chrissy Bean back in. Underneath, that one attempted for Dibdahl. Dibdahl can't handle the ball, and a turnover again for Hoonah. So Hoonah has to stop giving it back to Yakutat because Yakutat's going to come down and score. And they come down and trying to drive the left side. Bounce pass in the paint, stolen away. Now back out. Yep, stolen by Hoonah. Nice steal. Coming up with that was number 8, Brandy Roberts in. Roberts will give off to Howland now. Howland will come to the top of the key, passes over on the left side to Roberts. Now they try and pass it over, and Brandy Roberts throws it away, unless it came off of Yakutat, and it might have done. Gal might have got a finger on it. Yep, so it'll be Yakutat's ball in it. They're into the court on the far side. Down to 19 seconds here in the first quarter, 13-6, a seven-point lead by Yakutat. Bounce pass over in the far corner for Hoonah. Long three put up, air ball or not, just off, barely off the rim. Rebound, Yakutat, full court pass all the way down. Can't outrun it, and the clock will stop at 4 seconds as Yakutat throws it away. Chrissy Bean will bring it in backcourt. for Huna. She goes into Howland, across the timeline. She's just going to shoot it up. Oh, my goodness, she almost made it. Nice little hop and shot off, and we're going to take a one-minute break in women's competition. Yakutat 13, Huna 6, back in 60 seconds.
Play-by-play action on KINY, powered by Alaska Airlines Club 49, continues in a moment. With longer days and more daylight, it's time to stop daydreaming about spring and start planning for it. Think about repowering your boat now to be ready for Spring Kings. Carl's Auto and Marine has Honda and Suzuki outboards ranging from 2.3 to 350 horsepower, including the new Honda BF350 V8. Financing APRs as low as 4.99% OAC. Learn how Carl's can repower to your needs or just get your boat ready for the water. Carl's Auto and Marine on Camden, just off Industrial.
Juno Auto Mall. 8 brands, 6 dealerships, and 1 goal. Deliver a 21st century car buying experience. New or used, browse a boatload of inventory in person or online at JunoAuto.com. Plus, schedule test drives, book appointments, and get pre-approved even before walking through our doors. Work with our team of professionals trained to help you find the right ride for your next adventure. At Juno Auto Mall, we know cars and we care about you. Swing by or give us a call today.
Now, back to gold medal basketball on KINY, live from our play-by-play booth, powered by Alaska Airlines Club 49.
All right, back in play, and it's going to be Yakutat to inbound it. They're going to go down, back pass right on the corner. That first pass is going to go to Cheyenne Latu. Cheyenne gets underneath, puts it up, it's in and good. And she's fouled on the play, and that's going to be foul number one on Chrissy Bean. For Huna, and we'll go back to the free throw line as Latu has a chance to make it a 3-point play, and she does. Now it's a 16-6, 10-point lead. Oh, and Yakutat almost steals it away as Huna brings it in backcourt. Now it'll be Chrissy Bean, gives off as to Howland. Howland's going to drive over on the far side, and she'll give off to Olivia Morrison. Morrison, loose ball over there. Ball out of bounds. Huna's ball in. And the inbound pass comes into 24. That's Larissa Dibdahl. Dibdahl on the left-hand dribble comes to the top of the key. Now drives into the lane. Now a nice pass underneath. And all alone, somebody missed an assignment there. And getting her first bucket is, we see her numbers. She'll turn towards me. She just came in. That would be, come on, hon, turn over to me. There we go, 21. And that is Mackenzie Nichols. Nichols gets two underneath. Now we go back Yakutat way. Yakutat will pass it off. They go to Lorena Williams. Williams base bounce pass underneath. Oh, and stolen by Huna. Now Yakutat's coming up with the back-to-back turnovers. 16-8. 8-point lead for Yakutat over Huna. And Huna comes down and they throw it away. Unless it came off. Nope, it did not come off of a Yakutat ball player. It will be Yakutat's ball in. Inbounds pass comes into Kim Bueller. Bueller will bring it down very slowly on the right-hand dribble across the timeline. Coming out to defender is going to be Larissa Dibdahl. They work it down in, and nice layup on the left side. That is good by Bueller. So Kim gets a two-pointer, and it's 18-8 as Yakutat's back up by 10. Now we go the other direction. It'll be Dibdahl for Huna. Comes over left, now top of the key, right-hand dribble. Passes off, gives off to Morrison. Morrison's going to try and drive the right side. Can't, she'll pass it back up. There we go. Up, in, and good. And another two for Mackenzie Nichols. Only, how about another three? Nice long 3-point. She just made a two right underneath the bucket, wide open. Came out, took one pass, up, and nothing but net from three on the right side. And it's 18-11. Back we go now, Yakutat. They have the lead. And they have the ball. And with it, it'll be Nadine Fraker, right side. Nadine passes it off, gets it right back, goes in the lane, puts it up in. Nice move by Nadine as she gets her fourth point, and it's 20-11, a 9-point lead, and we got timeout on the floor. It's going to be a 30-second break in women's basketball competition at gold medal. We'll be back in a half a minute. Yakutat 20, Huna 11.
Gold medal basketball will continue in a moment. Live from our play-by-play booth, powered by Alaska Airlines Club 49.
Attention thrill seekers, it's time to give your ride the attention it deserves. A spring checkup for your two-wheeled companion. When was the last time you treated your bike to some TLC? Yeah, it's overdue. Bring your bike to Cycle Alaska today and they'll assess all your needs. Then their team will perform their magic, getting your bike in and out like a superhero in a flash. And ready for spring riding. At Cycle Alaska, they get it. Adventure and bikes are a match made in heaven. Let your wheels transport you to places you've only dreamt of. Where's your bike taking you next? The thrill awaits.
Now, back to gold medal basketball on KINY, live from our play-by-play booth, powered by Alaska Airlines Club 49.
All right, and back in action, lots of basketball going on this week around Alaska. We've got all the state tournament action up in Anchorage as coming down for Huna and putting one in right down the lane. Let's see, that was number 23 for Huna. And so Olivia Morrison gets in the scorebook, and it's 2013 as Huna's back within seven of Yakutat. They have the ball. They're going to come down, try and lay one up on the left side. That's going to be Jenny Jensen. Shot misses. Out of bounds. Might be a foul. Yes, it is. Well, actually, that was Lorena Williams to try the shot, and that's foul number three against number 23, Olivia Morrison for Huna. 2013, Yakutat up by seven and not eight as the first shot misses by Lorena Williams. Wait now for a second as Eric Jensen, one of the officials. Shots up and that one's good. So she's one for two and now it's 21-13 back with the eight-point lead. Here comes Huna. Yakutat will not press. Yakutat won't press. They're just coming down. They're letting Huna go around. It'll be Howland on the right side. Passes down inside. Chrissy Bean up and good. And Chrissy's got four. 21-15, six-point spread. Yakutat with the lead. Brings the ball down on the left-hand dribble. Across the timeline. For Yakutat is number five. And that is Kim Bueller. Oh, lost away. The pass was intended for Lorena Williams. Kim Armendariz Bueller tried to pass it over, and another turnover for Yakutat with the six-point lead. They're fortunate they have that. And Huna's been turning it over almost as much. Huna will bring it down. Oh, my goodness. We talk about 720 degrees as that bucket just rimmed around and finally drops in for a long three, and that's the second three for Alana Howland. He shot it from way out, about 8 feet past the three-point, past the top of the circle, and that thing just hung on the rim, rolled around, and dropped in. And it's now 21-18, as that brought Huna back within three of Yakutat. Down to 6 minutes in the first half of play. Whistle and a foul. Foul's going to be against Huna. That'll be the first one on number seven, Melissa Fisher, going to the free throw line. Is Yakutat. Shots up, in, and that one is good. So we'll give Kim Bueller a free throw, and that makes 3 points for her. She's got a chance to make it four for her. She has a two and a one now. Takes her time. Next one's up. It's going to be short. Gets her own rebound. Comes to the right side. Decides not to turn around and try and shoot it. She's going to go out top of the key and set up a play. Oops. We have a timeout here. Yep, we do. And it's going to be a 30. We'll take a break. 6 minutes to go here in the second quarter. 22-18, Yakutat up by four.
Play-by-play action on KINY, powered by Alaska Airlines Club 49, continues in a moment.
When I turn on the key, I just want it to start up and run.
North Star Auto understands and is now open to make sure that your vehicle, motorcycle, and four-wheeler are in tip-top running condition. From electrical diagnostics, fluid changes, to transmission services, suspension repair, and engine repairs and replacement. North Star is a full-service repair shop, and they work on any make and model. Professional, courteous, and always a fair price. Now open in the old Foreign Auto Building on Mall Road.
North Star Auto Care. To get it running again, call 209-5910.
Now back to more play-by-play action from the Alaska Airlines Club 49 studio on KINY.
And inbound back to play into action is Bueller for Yakutat on the right side. Goes left, bounce passes underneath, lost ball, turnover again by Yakutat. Yakutat was up by 9. They now are up by 4. They've had a lot of turnovers here in the last couple of minutes. As Huna goes down the other direction, they'll go to Mackenzie Morrison, or to Mackenzie Nichols. Try and pass it back out, almost stolen away. Nice recovery over there by number 13, Alana Howland. Howland puts one up for 3. Traveled. Oh, and she just turns around, smile on her face. She knew she did it, but she nailed it from over there, but she drug that pivot foot. 22-18. The score will stay there at the four-point lead for Yakutat as they bring the ball in on the far side backcourt. Now that pass goes into Kim Buehler. Kim's setting up the plays now, comes over to Rose Franker. Franker on the right side, defended by McKenzie. Back, she'll give it out now as she goes to Trinity Jackson. Jackson's going to bound pass top of the key back over to Buehler. Oh, there we go. They pass it over to the left side, and there's a long three for Yakutat. And that goes to Franker. And let's see, that's going to be 7 points. It's 25-18. That puts Yakutat back up by 7. Turnover down on the other end of the gym. This Huna loses the ball, so Yakutat will bring it in backcourt. They're going to go down long through. Oh, my goodness. There's a first real air ball as Marina Miller in now, and Marina misses a 3 from the left side. Let's get herself warmed up a little bit. She just came in again. Now we go down with Lorena Williams, trying to come over, sets it up, top of the key, passes over on the left side. Going left, going right, zigzagging into the lane, can't shoot, passes back out. Long 3, top of the key, that went up, and that is by Shea Jensen, and Jensen gets 3. Now it's 28-18. As all of a sudden, Yakutat's up by 10. Second time they've been ahead by 10 is Larissa Dibdahl will bring it down for Huna. Dibdahl will go over and give it to Howland. Howland comes left. And she passes back over to, let's see, that's number 7. That's Melissa Fisher back in. Fisher's going to drive down the right side around the key. Gets double teamed. Now tries to bounce pass inside the lane. Oh, and an off-balance shot as she got the loose ball, tried a little left-handed hook shot from the left side of the stripe and won't go, and rebounds cleared off by Yakutat. 28-18, they're up by 10. Bringing it down for Yakutat is number 15, Lorena Williams. Williams passes over on the near side to Trinity Jackson back in. Jackson will go back over to Shea Jensen. Oh, and Jensen throws it right into the hands of Chrissy Bean. Another turnover for Yakutat, and Bean will hand it off, and Huna will bring it down court. They'll work it in to Bean. Bean turns around, gives it on the lane, and Larissa Dibdahl gets her first 2 points in the ballgame, and it's 28-20. As we're down almost to the 3-minute mark, an 8-point lead for Yakutat. They've led the whole game. They were up by 10. Huna got back within 4. Yakutat came back and nailed a couple, and now they're going to try and hook pass underneath. That was Nadine Fraker over on the left side, a little hook pass. That was intended for Trinity, and it goes way out of bounds, and that's another turnover for Yakutat. So either they score or they turn it over, and it's like 1 score out of 3 and 2 turnovers. Then they go back down and try it again. Fortunately, they get a couple threes to keep them up with that big lead. They're up by 8 now, 28-20. Huna will bring it down court as the outlet pass was thrown in by Melissa Fisher. Fisher goes over to Lena Howland. Oh, and Howland throws it away, and here comes Yakutat. Long half-court pass down on the right side. That's not going to be clean enough to get a shot. So passing the ball over is going to be Lorena Williams. And trying to block the pass, a foul is called, and that's going to be against number 13, Alana Howland, who gets her first, and that will bring Trinity Jackson, who was the intended recipient of that pass, to the free throw line, and she makes her first, and it's 29-20, stretches the lead to 9, second one's up, it's in, and it misses, and rebounds cleared off by Huna. Down, approaching the 2-minute mark with a 29-20 deficit. Huna will bring the ball down, hoping to score here as we come near the last couple minutes of the first half of play. Long shot up just inside the 3-point circle. Nice move, Melissa Fisher. gets herself in the book. 29-22. Moon is back within seven. And coming down will be Akatap. They'll pass the ball on the right side. Oh, and Cheyenne Latu is in. She puts it up. It goes after her own rebound on the missed shot. Puts it up, and that one drops. But I think she's fouled on the way. So the score will remain 29-22, and she'll go to the free throw line. She's been there once. She has a 2-1, 1-for-1 at the line. She made a three-point play out of that when she made her first bucket. Now she sets at the free throw line. This one's up, and it's going to skip off the front and then fall over to the right, and it'll be a missed free throw. Next one will be up. And we have Mackenzie Howland coming back in. Back to the free throw line with Latu. Latu, couple bounces. That one's up. That's good. And she gets her fourth point, and it's 30-22. And Yakutat back with the eight-point lead. 2 minutes now, approaching 3 seconds, 2 seconds, and there's the two-minute mark as we go back on the direction. Nice give and go down the right side, but won't be able to shoot. They'll bring it back out, and that'll be to Mackenzie Nichols. Nichols pass it around. She goes over and gives off to Melissa Fisher. Fisher drives around the right side, has two defenders there. She'll throw it back outside to set up the play. They almost throw it away. Nice recovery by Alana Holland. Oh, and she puts one up, and that's good for three. So that's her third three of the first half, and it's 30-25. Back within five. Coming back down the Akatap direction. They have the ball in the last couple minutes, and they have the lead. Nadine Fraker passes over. Long three put up on the left side. That one was Marina Williams. She'll follow her shot. Going after the missed three-pointer. Comes off the front of the rim. Jump ball. And that'll turn it over to Huna, who will bring it in backcourt. Coming out for Huna is going to be Nate Fisher. And coming back in is number 24, and that's Larissa Dibdahl, and she'll bring it down across the timeline. Minute and 15 here on the second quarter clock. Dibdahl comes down right away, shoots up from the left side inside the three-point circle. That one misses. Ball gets knocked away over into the far bleachers. You can hear the crowd. They like that call, and it sounds like it's in favor of Huna. Now we've got substitution as Trinity Jackson will come back in for Yakutat. Okay, outlet pass on the Huna, end of the ball court on the far side. Goes in. Oh, and that was intended for Vivian Crossman, who was in. Vivian couldn't handle it, and it's stolen away. A turnover by Huna. Yakutat gets the ball. Bringing it down will be Lorena Williams. She's going to try and shoot from the free throw line. Whistle foul. And she'll get to shoot from the free throw line with 57 seconds left and a 5-point lead for Yakutat. The foul was number two on number 13, Alana Holland. Shots up and good for Williams. So now she has 2 points, both from the free throw line. She's 2-for-3, sets for her fourth attempt from the charity stripe. Shots up, and that's in, and that's good. She has a very nice form at the free throw line. It's 32-27 as Yakutat gets back to that 7-point lead. Down to 50 seconds as bringing it across the timeline is going to be Holland. Holland for Huna looks down, right-hand baseline. Gave it off to Dibdahl. Oh, she tries to pass inside and loses it away. So a bad pass turns back over to Yakutat. Down to 36 seconds as Yakutat will bring it down. Right-hand dribble is Fraker on the right side. Rose is going to pass it off top of the key. Then she goes on the give and go down her knee. And the pass is given to her by Lorena Williams, but Fraker can't capitalize on it. The shot misses, and the rebound goes back over to Huna. And they'll come down across the timeline and lose the ball and picking it up. It was just, everybody just kind of stood there. I think they thought it was going to go out of bounds, but it did not. It just laid there. And so picking it up is Trinity Jackson. She'll run down and put it up for another two for Yakutat. And they steal it again. 5 seconds. Give and go. Ball up, layup, and right at the buzzer. Will it count? Yes, it will. That's going to make the halftime score 36-25 as back-to-back twos for Yakutat, giving that 9-point lead back when Huna had actually closed the gap. That's the end of the first half of play. It's Yakutat in women's competition 36, Huda 25. We'll take a two-minute break here from our ever-so-important sponsors who bring you the play-by-play. I'm Mike Clasby from Gold Medal Basketball Action at the George Houston Gym at the Juno Douglas High School campus.
Play-by-play action on KINY, powered by Alaska Airlines Club 49, continues in a moment.
The month of March is filled with racing everything on wheels. Napa Auto Parts is also the proud sponsor of many race teams, including Chase Elliott in NASCAR, Alexander Rossi in IndyCar, Brad Sweet in the World of Outlaws Sprint Car, Austin Herzog in ARCA West, and, of course, Ron Capps in the NHRA Funny Car. Napa knows how to keep these vehicles running strong, so stop by Napa Glacier Auto Parts and see what we can do to help keep your vehicle running at peak performance. Napa Glacier Auto Parts, nationally known, family-owned, and locally trusted.
Napa know-how! Hi, it's Melissa with Glacier Gardens. To celebrate the birthday of my mom, Cindy, and her love for this community, we're starting Cindy's Spring Special early. Now through April 15th, buy a gift card at $25 or more and get 10% extra on us. We're open Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at 9148 James Boulevard. Call us at 907-789-5166. From the grower to your garden, happy almost spring from Glacier Gardens.
Spring has sprung, and Western Auto Marine is ready. Rain gear, extra tufts, and all the stay dry, stay warm gear is right upstairs at Western Auto Marine. If you're getting the boat ready, come check out the latest from Lowrance. And don't forget to pick off the boat and trailer goodies for another year of safe fishing. The rod and reel combinations are ready for you, too. And for your pup, check out the new pet blankets in gobs of colors. Western Auto Marine Grants Plaza. What you need, when you need it.
Affordable Auto and Tire has proudly served Southeast since 2001. Evelyn, Jack, and staff welcome everyone to the 75th Gold Medal Celebration. In honor of this amazing tradition, they are offering a free brake and tire inspection during Gold Medal Week. Affordable Auto and Tire offers a great selection of Bridgestone, Firestone tires in commercial, as well as passenger and truck tires in stock. Affordable can ship to you. Affordable Auto and Tire, your Bridgestone, Firestone authorized dealer located at 8825 Mallard Street. Call 790-9332 to make your appointment.
Now, back to more play-by-play action powered by Alaska Airlines Club 49 on KINY.
All right, welcome back at halftime. Mike Clancy bringing you the play-by-play as Yakutat has controlled the game here against Huna in this women's competition. So here's how it looked for Huna in the individual scoring. Melissa Fisher picked up 2 10-point points. Go to Alana Howard. She had 3 threes and 1 for 2 at the free throw line. We go with 5 points to Mackenzie Nichols with a 3 and a 2, and she got those back-to-back. She came in the game, picked up 2 under the bucket, came back down, a turnover, got the pass, shot up a 3 from the far side. 2 points go to Olivia Morrison. Then we go with 4 points to Chrissy Bean. That's your 25 points for Huna. For Yakutat, individually, it looks like this. Kim Buehler picked up 2 points from a field goal shot, 1 for 2 at the line to give her 3. 7 points go to Nadine Fraker with a 3 and a pair of 2s. 3 2s and a 1 for 2 at the line gives 7 points to Trinity Jackson. Then we go with 3 for 4 at the line for Lorena Williams, and she added 2 with a field goal. A 3-point field goal for Fraker in the first quarter. That's all Rose was able to put up and in. 4 points go to Cheyenne Latu, a field goal and 2 for 3 at the line, and a 3 and a pair of 2s for Shea Jensen. Adds up to 36 points at halftime for Huna. We're going to take a one-minute timeout and come back for the second half of this ball game as we go on with gold medal basketball, day number 4 and the first of 6 games on this Wednesday. Back in a minute over at KINY.
Play-by-play action on KINY, powered by Alaska Airlines Club 49, continues in a moment.
With longer days and more daylight, it's time to stop daydreaming about spring and start planning for it. Think about repowering your boat now to be ready for Spring Kings. Carl's Auto and Marine has Honda and Suzuki outboards ranging from 2.3 to 350 horsepower, including the new Honda BF350 V8. Financing APRs as low as 4.99% OAC. Learn how Carl's can repower to your needs or just get your boat ready for the water. Carl's Auto and Marine on Camden, just off Industrial.
My fellow Alaskans, there's nothing better than an epic Subway Series footlong sub, except when you add a new footlong sidekick, like the new Cinnabon footlong churro, covered in cinnamon sugar deliciousness, or the footlong Annie Ann's pretzel, salted and baked to perfection with a honey mustard shot. And let's not forget the gooey Subway footlong chocolate chip cookie, the perfect end to any meal. Order one with your favorite Subway Series sub today and decide for yourself, what's your favorite sidekick?
Now back to more play-by-play action from the Alaska Airlines Club 49 studio on KINY.
All right, welcome back. As the crowd's starting to pick up here at the George Houston Gym. Started out very quiet earlier today. Next game coming up today will be B competition at 12:30, Haynes and Yakutat. Then at 2 o'clock, we'll have C bracket competition with Yakutat and Clucklin. Well, we got the crowd getting a little livelier underneath us, and we're back in action, 36-25. Score, it'll be Yakutat now moving left to right. They miss a shot. Clearing off the shot for Huna as they go right to left. Well, another turnover. So back-to-back turnovers as we now come down the other direction. And it'll be Alana Howland puts up a three-pointer from the top of the key on the left end of the gym. Alana's shot misses. Rebound cleared off by number 15, and Lorena Williams will bring it down for Yakutat. She'll pass over in the left corner. That shot is up by Trinity Jackson from three-point land, and that misses, and rebound's cleared off by Una. Back we go the other direction, and they're going to throw it away, but it might have come off of Yakutat. If it does, Huna will inbound it under their own bucket. 36-25, Yakutat with a nine-point lead. That was our halftime score. No score yet in the third quarter. Huna breaks as Yakutat in a man-to-man. Bounce back.
Gold medal basketball will continue in a moment. Live from our play-by-play booth, powered by Alaska Airlines Club 49.
Juno Auto Mall. 8 brands, 6 dealerships, and 1 goal. Deliver a 21st century car buying experience. New or used, browse a boatload of inventory in person or online at JunoAuto.com. Plus, schedule test drives, book appointments, and get pre-approved even before walking through our doors. Work with our team of professionals trained to help you find the right ride for your next adventure. At Juno Auto Mall, we know cars and we care about you. Swing by or give us a call today.
Gold medal is back. See, Alaska is excited to welcome the Juno Lions Club Gold Medal Basketball Tournament. See, Alaska wishes the players and teams the best of luck this week and hope that everyone enjoys the games. See, Alaska's mission is to strengthen people, culture, and homelands of the Tlingit, Haida, and Tsimshian people. See, Alaska is a proud sponsor of Gold Medal.
Now back to more play-by-play action from the Alaska Airlines Club 49 studio on KINY.
Well, and while we were away, a three-pointer put up for Huna, and that belongs to Olivia Morrison, so that makes the score now 36-28. And then she was fouled, and she missed the free throw. So it'll be Yakutat's ball under their own bucket, and they get a couple, as that'll be Fraker to put that up and in, I think. Maybe, let me see. Yep, Will's Fraker. So Fraker gets two here in this third quarter. Now it's 38-28, 10-point lead. We come back Huda direction. And now we've got substitutions. And when three or more girls come in, I can't tell you who they all are because their jerseys are exactly the same. So we'll just pick that up here in a minute. 6 minutes to go in the third quarter and a 10-point lead by Yakutat as they bring it in underneath their own ball basket. I mean, Huna, I'm sorry. We're at that end of the gym. Shot put up by Chrissy Bean. Chrissy Bean's shot misses. Rebound cleared off by Yakutat. That was Yakutat's back in the first half. Now it's not. We go the other direction. Off towards Glacier Highway. Shot put up by Yakutat by Trinity Jackson. Her shot misses. And ball out of bounds. Came off of Huna. Inbound and now. Throwing it in will be Fraker. That was a quick move as they had intended. Fraker was going to give it to Williams, which she tried to do for a quick two-pointer on the left side. But Huna saw that coming and broke it up, knocked it back out. They'll try it again as Yakutat inbounds it this time. She comes in over to Bueller. Bueller on the left side. loses it out of bounds. And I think, see who's it going to belong. It's still going to belong to Yakutat. They'll bring it over on the sidelines on the front court. Now they'll work it down in. Shots up and misses. Rebound cleared off and put up. And a couple of points on the recovery is going to go to Rose Fraker. And that makes it a 40-28, 12-point lead. That's the biggest of the ball game. And Fraker's fouled, so she'll go to the line. This will be her first free throw attempt. That's foul number three on number seven, Fisher, for Una. Okay, and Rose's shot is up. It's in and good. Nadine Fraker. I'm sorry. I said Rose. It's Nadine. So now it's 41-28. That is the biggest lead of the game, 11-point lead for Yakutat. And, oops, we got a little crash down on the floor. As shots up for Una. Rebound picked up by Nadine Fraker. Fraker gets knocked down. Ball knocked away out of bounds, and it'll be, we may have had a jump ball. Anyway, it's going to be ball in for Huna under their own bucket, and for Yakutat. Coming to sit down is Nadine Fraker. In is number one, Marina Miller. Inbound pass for Yakutat. For Huna. And we got a whistle and a foul. That's be foul number one against Lorena Williams for Yakutat, and that'll put Huna at the free throw line. They trail by 11, 41-28. Shot up by Melissa Fisher. That one misses, so Melissa, who only has 2 points in the game, misses her first free throw. Next one's up. And pushes off, and that one's going to miss as well, so she goes over 2 at the line. And then going after the rebound, the ball's knocked away and comes off of Yakutat, so Huna gets it again under their own bucket. Bounce pass in, comes off of, that came off of Huna, off the back of number covered with the ponytail, little miss number 7, that's who it is. So it came off the back of Fisher, and now Yakutat will bring it in backcourt. As the outlet pass is thrown in by Lorena Williams, Williams gives it over to Bueller, and Bueller's going to come to the top of the key, drive down the left side of the lane, tries to put it up. Shot is blocked, ball out of bounds. Yakutat were retained possession under their own bucket with their 13-point lead now, 41-28. And long shot up from three. That one will not go. Out of bounds, saved back in or not. Nope, they say she stepped out of bounds. So a long three-pointer top the key by Lorena Williams for Yakutat won't go, and then ball ends up turned over to Huna, and bringing it down will be Fisher. Fisher will move it over and gives off to Nichols. Nichols back in. McKenzie passes to Chrissy Bean. Back out to Nichols. Long three left side. That one won't go. Follows her shot. Ball now knocked out of bounds towards the foyer. It's going to belong to Yakutat, so they'll inbound it. So things have really slowed down here in this third quarter. Our halftime score is 36-25. So 4 points have been scored by Yakutat this third quarter, and only 3 by Huna. Now we come down as Yakutat moves it around. It'll be Miller. Miller's going to work it down to Williams on the right-hand baseline. She can't shoot, so she'll bring it back out. Now they go off to Bueller. Bueller works it around, puts it up. Nope, she passed off, and that's 2 points by Trinity Jackson. 43-28. 15-point lead. Back we go the other direction as Yakutat steals it away as Huna's trying to set up a play. Pass break down. Holds up. Nice move. Good pacing for number 5, Bueller. And Bueller gets 2 Aaron more. And now he got a 45-28 lead by Yakutat over Huna. Turnaround jumper. Won't go for Huna. Shot put up. Rebound follows her own shot. Puts it up again. That is Morrison, who tried 3 attempts and missed the shot. Now we got Morrison tied up down there as they give each other a hug when they get up. That's Bueller for Yakutat. Now we've got substitutions coming in. Going to be trying to figure out what we're doing. Oh, we're going to bring it in backcourt for Yakutat. We just have everybody shifting around. The officials are waiting as well. Now we've got a last-minute substitution coming in. So it looks like 15 Rebecca Contreras will come in for Huna, and Yakutat will inbound it in the backcourt. It goes in, and Nadine Fraker back in action as Nadine will bring it down on the right side. Passes it inside. That went to Williams. Back out to Trinity Jackson. Tries a shot, won't go. Ball goes out of bounds. And there was actually a foul there against Morrison, so that'll be her fourth. And now, that's not right. So back we go the other direction. Huna works it down, putting it up. Number three, Brittany Tyler in. Tyler up with the shot at won't go. Rebound on the right side baseline, back out to Tyler. Tries another one. She misses a pair from the field goal attempts, and 45-28 is going to remain the score as we get down to 4 minutes here in the third quarter, and it'll be a turnover by Huna. Yakutat will bring it in far court. Outlet pass is going to come in to Nadine Fraker. Pace is really slowed here. Crowd's starting to pick up a little bit. You can hear some pretty good fans down here hollering out to get their Yakutat girls to keep going in the right direction, and a whistle and foul away from the ball. But I think that will go against 21 Mackenzie Nichols. She gets her first foul. So Huna, nope, that's not against Nichols, sorry. That'll be against Cheyenne Latu on Yakutat, and Huna will bring the ball in. Huna comes down, going left to right. And they'll throw it away on the far side as Brittany Tyler trying to handle it. Another turnover. A lot of turnovers in this game. Now we go the other direction as Yakutat has that 17-point lead, 45-28. They have pressure put on them, and Huna steals the ball. Coming up with it for the Huna gals is going to be Dibdahl. Dibdahl works it down. They're going to pass it down to number 21, and Mackenzie Nichols tries it up, won't go. She was passing. She was trying to pass off to Dibdahl. Dibdahl got fouled. So Dibdahl will go to the line. That'll be foul number one on Nadine Fraker, number 10 for Yakutat. And shot put up by Dibdahl misses from the free throw line. So 45-28, still our score. 4 minutes left to play in the third quarter. Actually, 4 minutes and 1 second. Set now as we had a couple more substitutions, so ready to shoot her second at the line is Larissa Dibdahl. Pushing off, and that's off the back of the rim, so she misses a pair, and the rebound's cleared off by Yakutat. Nadine Fraker ends up with the ball. She'll set up the play. Comes across the timeline on the right-hand dribble, passes over on the left side as she goes to Miller. Miller works it in, goes to Williams. Williams tries to put it up, won't go. Now we've got a loose ball out top of the key. Finally recovered, and picking it up is Shea Jensen. Jensen almost throws it away as she gives it back over to Trinity Jackson, and Yakutat hangs on to it. Jackson will pass over on the left side as she'll go to number 21, Cheyenne Latu. She puts a long three. That one misses. Rebound over on the far side. Another three up by Fraker. That one misses. Now, finally, Huna comes up after about five attempts for Yakutat with no score. It's 45-28. Yakutat still with that big lead. So very low-scoring third quarter here. And loose ball. Jump ball. That'll turn it over. Let's see where the possession arrow goes. Looks to me like it goes to Yakutat. So it'll be Nadine Fraker to throw it in for Yakutat in backcourt. She'll come in to Trinity Jackson. Officials holding up. I think they're counting players. Yep, he does exactly that. His index finger. Now the inbound pass comes in, and Yakutat will bring it down. Trinity Jackson across the timeline. Now moves to the right side of the key. Jump pass back on top of the key as she goes to Miller. Miller back to Fraker. Back to Miller. Miller gets double teamed. Now Nadine Fraker gets it back. Left hand high post. That's up in and good for two from the 2-point mark, just inside the 3-point circle, 47-28. That's now a 19-point lead. Back we go the other direction for Huna. Long three, left side. That one won't go. It was put up by Allen. Back over a half-court pass. Misses. So it'll be Rebecca Contreras back in, or Rebecca will inbound it. More substitutions. Coming back in, number 15 for Yakutat. That'll be Williams to replace Jackson, who goes to sit down. Down to 2 minutes and 28 seconds here in the third quarter. 47-28. Yakutat led the entire ball game. Huna came back several times to get it down to as small as a 4-point lead. But Yakutat just keeps punching away, and they work it inside. Three passes around. They finally go to Nadine Fraker. She gets another two, and now it's 49-28 and a big 21-point lead. Back we go in a direction. They're going to try a shot down from the right-hand corner. Way off the pace as Rachel White tries one from the right-hand baseline. Her shot will miss. Go the other way, and Yakutat's going to work it down. And they're going to give it to the girl who is on fire at the moment. And that is Nadine Fraker, who gets another one. And that's 11 points for her in this third quarter to make it 51-28. So pretty soon this will be out of reach as Dibdahl tries to set up a play for Huna. They'll move it around. Long three right side off the back of the rim. Howland's shot misses. Rebound picked off by Mackenzie Nichols. Nichols for Huna puts one up from 14. That one won't go. Clearing it off and running down court. Going to be Yakutat, and 2 points just like that as Loretta Williams took it all the way down. She gets her 7th point in the ball game, her first point in the third quarter, and it's 53-28. So a 25-point lead. Now we go back Huna direction at Dibdahl. Larissa Dibdahl will try and get down the baseline. Can't. Comes back out, goes over, gives off to Howard. Howard, top of the key, goes left, now dribbles right, try to behind-the-back dribble. And a behind-the-back pass, she's going to be fouled. I think that might go against Latu for Yakutat. Let's see what goes up on the board. It's not up yet. Yep, there it is. Foul number two on Latu. So that will bring Huna to the free throw line. And shooting freeze will be Alana Howland. She's got 10 points all in the first half, 53-28. Under a minute to go here in the third quarter. Yakutat with the lead, have had it the whole ball game. Shots up and in and good. Alana Howard now at their 11th point. Alana Howland, sorry about that, Alana, and family. Taking her time, ready now. Couple dribbles, pushes off, up in and good, and she gets a pair. She's now got a dozen points in the ball game, and it's 53-30, up by 23. It's Nadine Fraker. We'll bring it down, going right to left. Back to Rose, back to Nadine. Nadine, shot from three on the left side, up and good. Well, I told you, she's on fire, and she just continues to stretch that lead, 56-30. We're almost going to see a three-point spread here. Next, we go the other way, shot up by Huna. Lose, misses. Rebound cleared off for Lorena Williams for Yakutat. She brings it down, holds it up far side. Now they work it back out to give it off to Bueller. Bueller back over to Williams. Now Nadine work it underneath. Reverse layup. That one won't go. Down on the ground after the shot is Cheyenne Latu, who tried it. She might have got the whistle and the foul on the reaction foul, and she did. So it'll be Huna's ball in backcourt. Press put on now by Yakutat. They're going to try and shut the Huna girls down. Finally, the inbound pass goes over to Chrissy Bean. Looks up at the clock, passes over. Shot put up by Brittany Tyler and misses. There's the buzzer. That's the end of our third quarter with the score, 30 for Huna. and 56 for Yakutat. We'll take a one-minute break and come back for the final 10 of this one in girls' competition gold medal basketball at the George Houston Gym.
Gold medal basketball will continue in a moment, live from our play-by-play booth, powered by Alaska Airlines Club 49. Hey there, movers and shakers. At Kootsnawu Inc., we're not just managing assets, we're creating legacies. Our mission? To weave economic benefits with cultural pride, all while having a laugh along the way. This year at Kootsnawu, we want to show our support for the players during gold medal. Play hard, laugh hard, and have fun, everyone. Kootsnawu Inc., we're all about the fun while promoting economic benefits and cultural pride. Good luck to all the players. Now, back to gold medal basketball on KINY, live from our play-by-play booth, powered by Alaska Airlines Club 49.
All right, welcome back to the gym as the buzzer sounds, and there will be another one coming your way in about 12 seconds as we have two buzzers on that automatic clock. So 14 points for Nadine Fraker in that third period for Yakutat. Makes it a 56-30, 26-point lead as we start the fourth quarter. Yakutat moving in this second half of play, right to left here at the gym, and Huna going left to right. Huna will bring it in at midcourt. Inbounds pass goes in for the Huna gals into White. Now top of the key to set up the play will be Alana Howard. Howard now fakes left, drives right. Oh, she goes right into the paint. Easy peasy. She saw an opening there, and she took it. And she gets two. That's now her 14th point, and it's 56-32. Here comes Yakutat all alone down on the end. Fadeaway jumper, and she misses the bunny. That was Marina Miller. Rebound cleared off by Huna. And the Huna tries a quick pass down. They throw the ball away. Trying to recover it is Vivian Crossland, who on the run, and we said earlier, inertia is an object in motion. It's hard to stop, and she goes right up into a fan in the foyer, gives her a big hug, holds her up, and now we move back. We've got more substitutions coming in for both ends. And it'll be a, let's see, who's, oh, we got timeout. Timeout. Blue, they said that'd be Yakutat. Let's see if it's going to be a 30, and it is. We'll take a break with 9 minutes and some left to go here in the fourth quarter, 56-32. Yakutat up. We'll be back in 30 seconds.
Play-by-play action on KINY, powered by Alaska Airlines Club 49, continues in a moment.
Juno Auto Mall. 8 brands, 6 dealerships, and 1 goal. Deliver a 21st century car buying experience. New or used, browse a boatload of inventory in person or online at JunoAuto.com. Plus, schedule test drives, book appointments, and get pre-approved even before walking through our doors. Work with our team of professionals trained to help you find the right ride for your next adventure. At Juno Auto Mall, we know cars and we care about you. Swing by or give us a call today.
Now back to more play-by-play action from the Alaska Airlines Club 49 studio on KINY.
Well, now we switch on full-court presses as Huna's finally going to press as Yakutat has trouble getting the ball in, but they finally do. Goes into Williams, down to the other end, and they give it off to, is that Porter in there? Anyway, shot misses by Yakutat. Huna clears it off down to Chrissy Bean, right-hand side. She gets a pass from Alana Howland. And ball's knocked away out of bounds. Came off of Yakutat. So as we near the nine, well, we're just barely a minute into this fourth quarter. Shot up and in, and that's a good one. That one put up by number 13, Alana Howland. I just said that she gets her fourth point of the fourth quarter, and it's 56-34. They're back within 22. They were down 28 a minute ago. Back we go Yakutat direction. They're going to work it out, give it over to Shea Jensen. Jensen on the left-hand side passes back out as she gives off to Lorena Williams. Whistle and a foul. That's going to go against Miller, I think, and that'll give the ball to Huna. Oh, the foul was on number 10. That'll be Nadine Fraker. So Fraker gets her second. shot up and in for Huna. 56-36. They cut their deficit to 20. That bucket for Huna belongs to Olivia Morrison, who gets two in the fourth quarter. Back we go the other direction over Yakutat. Yakutat will move it down, try and give it up to Trinity Jackson. Jackson back out to Lorena Williams. Back along the baseline. Shot from underneath. Attempted by, let's see, is that going to be Fraker? I think it was. Nope, that was put up by Cheyenne Latu. She was the one that was trying to recover it, and she gets fouled. That's foul number three against Alana Howland. And going to the line be Latu, and Latu has not scored in the second half until right now. She just put that one up. It's in and good. Cheyenne now has 5 points in the game. Her first four roll in the second, in the first quarter, 57-36. 21-point lead, and now 22 again as Cheyenne makes two for Yakutat, and it's 58-36. Huna trailing as we get down to 7.5 minutes here in this fourth quarter. And a pass inside intended for Bean. Chrissy couldn't handle it, but it's picked up and passed back inside, and another turnover as Yakutat does come up with it now. And it'll be Bueller to bring it down. Bueller with the ball, top of the key, setting up a play. Now she'll dribble to the left as she sent everybody right. Then a whistle and a foul that's going to go against Huna. And no, they're going to say it came off of Huna. No foul. So it'll be Yakutat to bring it back in. It goes into Fraker. Pass underneath. Shot up. No good. Cleared off. And Huna's ball. But they try a quick break down on the left side. And they throw it away as it was intended for Alana Howland. Couldn't handle it. So it'll be back-to-back turnovers. And almost back-to-back-to-back turnovers. Now let's see. Coming back in is going to be Marina Miller for Yakutat as they'll bring it in backcourt. Out that pass goes in. It'll go to Williams, who'll bring it down, set up play. She gets double-teamed. Chrissy Bean almost steals it away, but it's saved, and now a pass underneath and turn around in the lane as Trinity Jackson got herself open, and she gets her first two here to make it a 60-36 bigger lead for Yakutat. After the loose ball, nice recovery. Huna will work it down in the lane. Can't shoot. They go to Chrissy Bean, right side. Chrissy Bean got the pass from Morrison. Now they work it back under. Shot up, won't go. Rebound, put up again. That was it, put up by Contreras in. Contreras shot misses. Ball out of bounds. Think it came off of Chrissy. Nope, it'll be Howland to bring it in. So it came off of Yakutat. Everybody breaks. Inbound pass goes into Morrison. Morrison, oh, she loses it away, but it's recovered nicely. We almost had a whistle of foul. Or we are going to have a foul. Is that going to go against Jensen? Yep, that'll be foul number two against Shea Jensen. So Huna will bring it in. On the near side, as the inbounds pass comes in, goes from Fisher over to Howland. Howland on the right side. Back and forth. Now long pass over on the left side. That one goes over to Morrison. Morrison back as she comes in and gives it to Dibdahl and tries to drive in the lane. Dibdahl gets checked by Nadine Fraker. Now getting wide open and lays it up on the left. It took a little shooting around, but finally Melissa Fisher gets a two, and it's 60-38 as they come back within 22, which isn't exactly something to brag about. Big long three-pointer put up for Yakutat, misses from the top of the key, but it's converted and up for two, and those 2 points belong to number 12 Trinity Jackson as Fisher's shot missed, and we go the other way. Huna's going to get two off the boards. That'll make it 62-40 as those 2 points go to I can't see her number, so we're going to go back down at 62-40, 22-point lead. Now we have a little collision. Foul's going to go against number 23, Olivia Morrison, and that'll be her fifth, and that'll let Yakutat bring it in on the near side. It goes in from Nadine Fraker into Williams, and Williams comes back around, gives it off to Shay Jensen, who tries a shot from two on the left side. Her shot misses. Rebound cleared off by Yakutat. They'll go out and they give it to Lorena Williams, and she puts up her first two in the fourth quarter. 64-40 now. Back we go Hoonah direction, and then setting up the play for the Hoonah gals will be Melissa Fisher. Tries to drive the lane, loses it away. They're going to say it came off of she did touch it last when she was trying to recover it, and so it's another turnover by Hoonah. We're down to 4 minutes and 11. As we go back Yakutat direction, they've got a 24-point lead. And they work it, almost had an easy two, but she's a little ahead of herself as Nadine Fraker tried to put it up from underneath and hit the bottom of the rim. Back we go the other direction, and it will be a two-pointer put up from the left side by Nichols. Oh, shot misses. Tries to get her own rebound. Luna does get it, and on the outlet pass, they go over on the left side, and that'll be Olivia Morrison to get her fifth point of the fourth quarter. A nice three from the left-hand side. And it's Yakutat 64, Hoonah 43 now. So we're still 19 points down. We're 29, sorry. And we come back. Little trip up down there as Lorena Williams falls down. We up. We've got a timeout on the Hoonah bench. That's going to be a 60. We'll take a 1 minute break. Yakutat 64, Hoonah 43.
Gold medal basketball will continue in a moment. Live from our play by play booth, powered by Alaska Airlines Club 49.
When I turn on the key, I just want it to start up and run.
North Star Auto understands and is now open to make sure that your vehicle, motorcycle, and four-wheeler are in tip-top running condition. From electrical diagnostics, fluid changes, to transmission services, suspension repair, and engine repairs and replacement. North Star is a full-service repair shop, and they work on any make and model. Professional, courteous, and always a fair price. Now open in the old Foreign Auto Building on Mall Road.
North Star Auto Care. To get it running again, call 209-5910.
Gold medal is back. See, Alaska is excited to welcome the Juneau Lions Club Gold Medal Basketball Tournament. See, Alaska wishes the players and teams the best of luck this week and hope that everyone enjoys the games. See, Alaska's mission is to strengthen people, culture, and homelands of the Tlingit, Haida, and Tsimshian people. See, Alaska is a proud sponsor of Gold Medal.
Now, back to Gold Medal Basketball on KINY. Live from our play-by-play booth, powered by Alaska Airlines Club 49.
All right, back at play, and it'll be Yakutat with the ball. They're going to go to Lorena Williams. And she passes down in the right-hand corner. She'll give off to Shay Jensen. Jensen will put it up, and Jensen gets her first two of the second half. It's 66-43 now. Yakutat with the lead, and Jensen gets a chance for a free throw, as that's the first foul, and her free throw misses against number 21, Mackenzie Nichols. And a break in the action. I think the ball was just knocked out of bounds after the missed free throw. So it'll be Yakutat to bring it in under their own bucket. They go in, coming up with the ball and setting up the play. As she comes out towards midcourt, it's going to be Bueller. Bueller now gives off to Jackson. Jackson back on the near side to Williams. Williams will move it around. She gets a screen, drives inside the paint. Now she stops, holds up, shoots from 14, right side, won't go. Gets her own rebound. That's up, it's in and good. That one, Lorena Williams gets another two, so that's 4 points for her in the fourth quarter, 68-43, 25-point lead for Yakutat as they just hang on to that. We're down nearing the two-minute mark as another shot is missed by Hoonah in women's competition. Now they'll come over, and Yakutat will pass it over on the near side to Trinity Jackson back in. Jackson back over to Miller. Back to Lorena Williams. Williams uses up some of the clock, spins around, comes to the left side, bounce pass underneath, and it's going to be Miller. Miller on the baseline. She gets shut off by Huna. She'll bring it back out. Now she goes over to Bueller. Bueller brings it out on the right-hand dribble during the two-minute mark. Over now towards midcourt. Now off to Williams. Now on the far side, they go over to Trinity Jackson as Yakutat moves it around. Back to Miller. Back out to Jackson. Jackson looking inside. Williams thinking about driving down. Now a double team. And they're gonna tie her up. Substitution. Coming in number 11 is Cheyenne Jack. Cheyenne's first gold medal tournament. Actually, her dad was helping me do the games the other day. It was her first game, and she made her first bucket on her first shot. It was a three-pointer. It was a thrill for him to be able to call that as we go back in action, and Una will bring it down. They're going to inbound it to number 13, Howland, who will bring it across. Timeline sets it up right side. She passes off to Morrison. Morrison back to Howland, top of the key. Then in there is going to be Fisher. Fisher with the ball now. Looks in the paint. Bounce pass. Goes in. Easy shot. Morrison. Oh, off the rim. Won't go. Cleared off by Yakutat. They lead 68-43 as we're under 2 minutes. Inbounds pass for Yakutat. And underneath that one is a nice easy two as they stretch the lead. And that goes over to number five. That's Bueller to get her first two of the fourth quarter. 70-43. Back we go. Huna direction. Shot put up for Huna by number 30, and Rachel White's shot will miss from the right side, and the rebound's cleared off by Yakutat. They go back down, and it'll be Miller to pass it down on the baseline. She gives it down to Jackson. Jackson works it around. Far side to Williams. Back now, top of the key to Jackson as she comes out. We're under a minute now as we near the end of this one. An easy win for Yakutat. Turnaround jumper in the paint. Miller, that one missed. Stops the clock at 35 as the ball goes out of bounds. Now an inbounds pass back to Miller for Yakutat. 36 seconds. Three-point shot put up right side as she passed it off to Jackson. Jackson's three-pointer attempt misses. Back we go the other direction. All the way down, coast to coast, up in and good. And that'll be two more for Olivia Morrison as she now has seven in this quarter. That's not going to help her any. 70-45. A 25-point lead for Yakutat. Back we go. Yakutat with the ball after the shot by Huna. And trying to get a couple more on the board is number five, Bueller. She puts it up twice and misses. Tries to get it again. Misses out of bounds. She just kind of smiles. Down to 4 seconds as the ball went out of bounds in backcourt. Actually, front court for Yakutat. And it'll be brought inbounds by Huna. The buzzer's coming your way, folks. And there it is. And that's our final score, 70-45, as Yakutat easily handles Huna in this women's competition. That's loser out bracketing, so Yakutat will continue on. We're going to take a two-minute break and come back with your individual scoring as you're listening to the first game today of gold medal basketball. This is day number four, and next game up will be B competition, Haynes and Yakutat, C competition at 2 o'clock with Yakutat and Kluckwan. And we'll take a break in the afternoon, 4:30. We'll be back with Cake and Angoon in women's competition. 6 o'clock tonight will be B action, Angoon against Cake, and then it'll be Angoon and Metlakatla in C bracketing to wrap up the day. I'm Mike Clasby for Gold Medal Basketball, coming your way from the George Houston Gym. Back with a quick post game in 2 minutes.
Play-by-play action on KINY, powered by Alaska Airlines Club 49, continues in a moment.
Hi, it's Melissa with Glacier Gardens. To celebrate the birthday of my mom, Cindy, and her love for this community, we're starting Cindy's Spring Special early. Now through April 15th, buy a gift card at $25 or more and get 10% extra on us. We're open Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at 9148 James Boulevard. Call us at 907-789-5166. From the grower to your garden, happy almost spring from Glacier Gardens.
The
month of March is filled with racing everything on wheels. Napa Auto Parts is also the proud sponsor of many race teams, including Chase Elliott in NASCAR, Alexander Rossi in IndyCar, Brad Sweet in the World of Outlaws Sprint Car, Austin Herzog in ARCA West, and of course, Ron Capps in the NHRA Funny Car. Napa knows how to keep these vehicles running strong, so stop by Napa Glacier Auto Parts and see what we can do to help keep your vehicle running at peak performance. Napa Glacier Auto Parts, nationally known, family owned, and locally trusted.
Napa know-how. Napa know-how.
Spring has sprung, and Western Auto Marine is ready. Rain gear, extra tufts, and all the stay dry, stay warm gear is right upstairs at Western Auto Marine. If you're getting the boat ready, come check out the latest from Lowrance. And don't forget to pick off the boat and trailer goodies for another year of safe fishing. The rod and reel combinations are ready for you, too. And for your pup, check out the new pet blankets in gobs of colors. Western Auto Marine Grants Plaza. What you need, when you need, it.
Affordable Auto and Tire has proudly served Southeast since 2001. Evelyn, Jack, and staff welcome everyone to the 75th Gold Medal Celebration. In honor of this amazing tradition, they are offering a free brake and tire inspection during Gold Medal Week. Affordable Auto and Tire offers a great selection of Bridgestone, Firestone tires in commercial, as well as passenger and truck tires in stock. Affordable can ship to you. Affordable Auto and Tire, your Bridgestone, Firestone authorized dealer located at 8825 Mallard Street. Call 790-9332 to make your appointment.
Now, back to Gold Medal Basketball on KINY, live from our play-by-play booth, powered by Alaska Airlines Club 49.
All right, welcome back, and the Hoona gals will be watching the tournament for the bleachers. Here's how it looked individually. Brittany Tyler was in, no score for her. Vivian Crossman got some time. She did not score as well. Melissa Fisher picked up four. Cheyenne Jack was in briefly at the end of the fourth quarter. She did not score. Lana Howland will be the high point scorer for Hoona. She had 14 points, 10 of those in the first half, and actually it's 16 points, 6 in the second half. Then Mackenzie Nichols was in. She picked up 5 points all in the first half. Olivia Morrison had 2 in the first half, came back and added 10 more in the second half and ended up with 12. Larissa Dibdahl only picked up 2. Rachel White was in, no score for her, and Chrissy Bean picked up 4 points in the first quarter. And that is the 45 for Hoona. The victory was 70 points for Yakutat, and they got it this way. 7 points went to Kim Bueller. 21 points, high scorer lady in the ball game belongs to Nadine Fraker. 13 points went to Trinity Jackson. Then we go with Lorena Williams with 11. 3 points to Rose Fraker. 6 points to Cheyenne Latu. And 9 points to Shay Jensen. And that's it. Our quarter, our halftime score was 36-25, an 11-point lead by Yakutat. Then we come back in the third quarter. It was 56-30 as the Yakutat gals really opened it up, and they were up by 26. And once again, your final score, 70-45. We're going to take about a 6-minute break. We'll come back with the next game of gold medal basketball. It'll be beep competition with the guys from Haynes going against Yakutat. Mike Clasby for gold medal basketball, the 75th year. You're listening over KINY.
You've been listening to Gold Medal Basketball, live from the KINY Play-by-Play booth, powered by Alaska Airlines Club 49, the only free travel benefits program designed just for Alaskans. Don't miss a moment. Download the Gold Medal Basketball podcast at KINYradio.com and wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.